senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead, not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crowd Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Wednesday, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live. We are streaming right at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, USA. Thanks for listening, whether you've downloaded us as a podcast at your favorite podcast app, whether you're listening live, hey, what's up, or whether you are listening as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming 24/7, however you're listening. Holy crap, Tony, thanks for listening. I said listening like 19 times. Thanks for buying shit also through the Amazon link, crabdiving.com/Amazon. If you use that link every time you go to buy shit at Amazon, we get a little commission. It doesn't cost you anything. And
thank you, Jeff Bezos. Thank you.
Yeah, Mr. Bezos.
Thank you so much for everything that you do, and we appreciate you. Wait, who do we pray to, Jeff Bezos or Jesus? I forget.
Who are you?
I don't know.
Are we talking to?
I'm a dumb fucking maggot that loves my president with syphilis.
I don't think there are a lot of, you know, like all the Elon stands and stuff like that. I don't think there are a lot of Jeff Bezos stands because
nobody understands what he does.
He's a little liberal.
And he's also.
And so is Bill Gates. That's why they hate Bill Gates. Right. Why do they touch their nethers over Elon? But Bill Gates, oh, he's evil. He's putting chips in our heads.
I think because he gives money, he does a lot of charity, maybe.
When Elon is literally wanting to put chips in our heads.
Oh yeah, that's true. That's fucking insane. Well, they like Elon though because he's a Nazi.
Right.
They love that about him.
Oh yeah, yeah.
They love it. Those dumb little Nazis. And I just want to say to all the dumb little fucking Nazis in Iowa, oh my God, you dumb fucks. Why is that state? Why do you have any say on what happens? You're all so fucking stupid. You dumb shits.
One time in forever were they ever right on picking a presidential candidate. That's the opening. Yeah, let's see what's going on in the old headlines, everybody. I can't believe I'm saying this, but I think I'm going to go turn the heat down.
Oh, yeah, it's
because it gets hot here at the studio.
Oh, it's been so fucking cold in Florida.
Oh, God, it's been
the dumb rednecks are
balls
so
inside
mad.
Your body cold. Yeah,
I'm sure what they're saying, well, you see, there is no global warming.
Oh, of course. See?
Because it's so cold. Don't you understand? Please put bleach in my asshole. That'll cure syphilis and in corona. It's perfect. I'm a dumb maggot.
Disorder in the court.
Yeah.
Judge threatens to boot blabbering Trump is the headline at the Commie Pinko Liberal Post.
Yeah, man.
This is great. It's just a shit show. It really just is a shit show. Alina Haba got yelled at, told to sit down because she's being an asshole. I saw another article that said you could. If somebody was in the courtroom and they're like, you could see, look at the jury's faces.
Yeah.
They hate Alina Haba.
Right, right.
Like whenever she's already lost them. So whenever she's talking, the jurors,
yes.
And that means a lot. If the jurors don't like an attorney, that sadly reflects on sometimes the decision. Former President Trump's physical and verbal reactions to writer E. Jean Carroll's testimony against him prompted a judge to threaten to remove Trump.
Yes. Well, removing
the federal courtroom.
Do something. Because he already did the thing he wanted to. You did not keep him from making a show, and now you did. Now, how is this judge going to protect E. Jean Carroll from the maggots that are going to come after her because of him? What is the court going to do for her?
Sean Crowley, an attorney for Carroll, told the judge, Lewis Kaplan, before a mid-morning break today that Trump had been, quote, loudly saying things. She repeated her complaint a second time after jurors filed out for lunch break. The journalists in the New York City courtroom, where video cameras are banned, which is a sin, observed Trump shaking his head, scoffing, and angrily speaking with his attorney, Alina Haba.
Yeah.
At various points, Trump reportedly remarked, "She now seems to have gotten her memory back."
See, like, this is fascism 101, and Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley, you fucking losers, pretending not to be. You need to pay attention. This, what he did, was more of an effective campaign event than any of your think tanks or anybody that works for you or whatever, whoever helps you campaign, than anything they will ever come up with. What he did in that courtroom was very effective for his base. They loved it so much.
"It's false," he said. He reportedly called the judge, "He's a nasty guy," and said, "It's a con job, it's a witch hunt, blah, 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 blah." During the lunch break, the judge said he would make Trump leave if he continued to disrupt proceedings. Quote, "Mr. Trump has the right to be present here," said the judge. "That right can be forfeited, and it can be forfeited if he is disruptive, which is what has been reported to me. Mr. Trump, I hope I don't have to consider excluding you from the trial. I understand you are probably very eager for me to do that," to which Trump replied, "I would love it."
This should be a wake-up call for fucking America. You see, this court thing, he won. He won that moment. Because that is going to...
For who?
For his base loves it. It's a campaign event.
Well, but he's not changing any minds. He's just giving them more jerk-off material.
Yeah.
Independents hate it.
Yeah, yeah, well...
Wait till I get to some polls from New Hampshire and stuff and pour water on his Iowa win.
I just think it's like, what about... Are we not worried that... Because let's say something happens to E. Jean Carroll, because that's the point of his intimidation, whatever. He wants that, and he also wants to look like a hero to his base. But if something happens to her, then the courts fail to protect her from Trump.
"I would love it," Trump said. The judge said, "I know you would. You just can't control yourself in this circumstance." Apparently, Trump muttered, "You can't either."
Oh, my God. Jeez, man. He wasn't charged with contempt or anything. They just warned him, "Don't do it again."
CNN described the judge as not too stern in a departure from the tone Kaplan has taken in various tense exchanges with Haba. However, in one particularly charged moment, Haber requested Kaplan adjourn the trial tomorrow so Trump could attend his mother-in-law's funeral. A request the judge had previously heard and denied, as Trump is not required to be in court. He doesn't have to be there.
Right, because this is a campaign moment for him. Again, this is him killing it. You don't think that this helps him? You don't think
just for his base, which he doesn't need.
He does. He needs to get people to vote. He needs to.
He doesn't need help.
Yeah.
Those that are going to vote Trump are going to vote Trump. I can't believe there's any undecideds.
Right.
Let's see. Kaplan said, "I will hear no further argument on it. None. Do you understand that word? None. Please sit down." Haba said, "I will not be spoken to that way, Your Honor." He said, "Sit down."
Shit. God, this is insane. I really think America is sleepwalking through this shit. This guy could be president. This is nuts. This guy could be fucking president. And everything that judge said to Trump won't even matter. In fact, that judge will have a target on his back, and so will E. Jean Carroll if he wins.
And then she got in trouble for quoting from a document that had not yet been entered into evidence. The judge interjected, reportedly dismissing the jury for an impromptu break. "You should refresh your memory about how it is you get a document into evidence," Kaplan told Haba. This is the crack
God
legal
damn.
Advice and team that Trump can assemble these days.
Right, right. She mentioned something that wasn't entered into evidence yet in front of the jury.
She was quoting from it.
Yeah, so it wasn't.
She wanted to quote from it, yeah.
Why would she do that?
Because she's stupid. Because she's not a good lawyer. She didn't check jury.
I mean, it's easier to ask.
And Trump still screams about that.
That's true. Well, you should have hired somebody different, Schittler. I mean, but I know. I know why you hired Haba.
Why would that be, Ryan?
Well, let me go out on a limb here. I think we're talking about a very superficial, creepy little fuckstick here. Well, and sexual predator. This Trump is a sexual fucking predator. And all those dumb people at Iowa voted for him in that stupid fucking primary.
You think he thought Rudy was sexy?
Oh, absolutely. Sure. Who knows? He's got so much syphilis. Who knows what he likes, what he sees?
So that's the headline over at the HuffPo. The judge threatens to kick Trump out of the trial.
You don't think stunts like that hurt him on the margins? Like if Biden and Trump are like neck and neck.
Hurt Trump?
No. Hurt Biden.
No.
You don't think so? No. Because this is how. See, what frustrates me about this trial is that it was no consequence for what he said in that trial. Not one, right? Nothing. And he just got told not to do it again. Is he going to do this with every? Are the courtroom
he's gonna keep pushing
in America
it, yeah.
Or just campaign stops? Can we do nothing against this?
What has he got?
I'm
what else has he got? He doesn't have a solid legal argument. He doesn't have a crack legal team. He doesn't have anything. And we all have to. And he keeps squealing.
Yeah.
Like in the New York trial. The other one, the Engoron.
Yes.
With Judge Engoron. That's already been decided. Now they're just deciding what the punishment is. But he keeps saying this is, you know, this didn't happen. I have proof that it didn't happen. I gave you all the documents. That's already been decided.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the same thing here. This jury is not deciding whether he did it again. This jury is deciding how much he's going to have to pay for doing it again.
Right. That's right. If he loses the race.
What do you mean?
If he loses the race, if he loses this
election, he's not going to pay.
He's not going to pay shit. And all these people will be in lockup somewhere. They will be somewhere in a prison. E. Jean Carroll will be locked up. All these people will be locked up.
But Ben Carson said Trump's not a vengeful man.
How's Ben Carson?
Did you see that?
yeah, I did. How's his syphilis level?
I don't think he's vengeful. Well, Ryan, let's talk about syphilis. So
it's trending on Twitter for some reason.
Because of his hands. Did you see the picture?
Yeah, I put it up on Facebook. Yeah. It's gross. Well, he's gross.
Well, and that was Carville, by the way, who said that.
Yeah, she looked like syphilis. It's like,
if you go
no, I think that fucking looks like syphilis. Did you see that on his hands? Carville, literally in a swamp somewhere in Louisiana.
Oh, yes.
With a pair of headphones on. And I don't know if he can afford an iPhone or anything, but it's.
I don't think he gives a shit.
He looks like he's got an iPhone 1 that he's filming himself.
Right. Yeah.
Trump, blood on his hand, says the headline at the Drudge Report.
Well, I mean, the Drudge Report, they've been hedging their bets, right? I mean,
they don't like Trump.
Well, yeah, but
I think Drudge is heavily DeSantis. But how's that going?
God.
How's that going?
Yeah, how's that? Well, he's in second place. Not bad.
Former President Trump was spotted heading to court to face his rape accuser with several mysterious red marks on his hand.
Yeah.
The ex-president waved with his right hand at cameras as he departed Trump Tower Wednesday en route to Manhattan federal court. The gesture revealed that Trump had red marks on his thumb, index finger, and upper palm.
Blech.
I can't tell if it's... It almost looks like it could be red ink that's smeared, too. Or
yeah, but he can't write or read, so what would it be?
Trump...
What's up?
She wants her bones off of
I'll go get it.
The table.
You can talk about it. This is gross.
Shelby's friend was over, and I put up all the dog bones, so there's no contention over any of the dog bones. So I put them all up on the table, and she's sitting staring at the table, complaining right now, going, "Eh, eh."
She's still looking at me.
No, she's happy.
Yeah.
Trump. I guess that's all this story says about his hands.
I thought that was explaining, you know, his behavior. People were like, well, he obviously has syphilis because
they've speculated that for years.
I think we should apologize to syphilis. I don't know what it would be doing inside Trump. It's like, ooh, get me out of here. I can't take it.
So yeah, I guess Carville was the one that that was like, I think that looks like syphilis. Which will drive Trump crazy.
It's like, yeah, he's just such a buffoon. Why do people love him so much? They love him. Why do they love him so much? 53,000 people in Iowa voted.
Well, I was going to say, let's tamp down the amazingness of this election, because Trump won by a few thousand votes. His 50%.
Yeah, yeah.
His 51%. And like Morning Joe pointed out, that's not good news. The overwhelming,
yeah, that's true.
The overwhelming landslide victor of the party barely got half of the vote.
Right, but he won by, I mean, he
but barely got half of the vote.
He beat them by a lot. I mean,
but barely got half of the vote. Yeah. I mean, if he's the shoe-in for, you know, shoe-in, and now the latest poll, has Nikki tied with him.
Oh, yeah.
Which is why he lost his mind went off on a tirade.
You know what I don't understand? Yeah, he got all mad about the what? About because he's tied with Nikki Haley?
Well, yeah, she's a threat now. She might be an actual threat, so he's just launched on her. And
Jesus Christ.
I'll read some of his, it's the usual tropes. He keeps calling her Nimrata.
Right, well, yes, he wants to remind everybody she's brown.
We have to communicate properly. So let me give you an example. You're looking at the background, all right? I have 3 years here, one 1996, one 1999. One 2000, one 2003. It's a multiple choice. What is now? Trump is fat. Okay, he's really fat. They put on his physical. He weighs 230 pounds. I'll tell you, I'll make anybody this bet. Trump, you get on the scale, and every pound under 230, I'll pay you $1,000. If every pound over 230, you pay me $10, and I'm going to the bank. So the question is, what is the last year you think that Trump actually saw his dick?
Is this real?
There are possible answers. 96, 99, 2000, or 2003. This is Carville, who's... He's got a whiteboard. The last year you think that he saw his dick?
I'm going to say... What was the latest date in the 90s? 99?
96, 99, 2000, 99. 2003. 99. I think it's 2000. No. I don't think he's seen it in this century. The century really doesn't start till January 1st, 2001. A weird thing, but I give him the benefit of the doubt. That's how fat, what a fat piece of shit I think he is. there's another part about it.
See, we need more people like James Carville.
Let me ask you something. Is he retired?
Yeah.
He used to run campaigns, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So he would kind of walk around an office and probably hit the board
He was Clinton's guy, wasn't he?
He must be so bored right now at home. This is funny as shit, man. Yeah. It's like, somebody get a YouTube channel up for this guy.
Now they pay him money to sit at home and do this shit.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's loving it.
Right.
He's seen his
If you go to the Drudge Report, and I think it'll still be up, there's a story that talks about Trump having hand cuts, and you can link to it. They don't look like cuts to me. They look like sores.
And I've asked a number of MDs what medical condition manifests itself through hand sores, and the answer is immediate and unanimous. Secondary syphilis.
See, this guy.
Secondary syphilis.
This dude is such, you can tell he's like such a campaign person, man. He's like, sounds like he's giving a meeting right now. Everybody should be writing shit down.
And he's probably loving these days where you can say literally fucking anything.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
79 years old.
I wonder if someone asked him, say, hey, James, how does Biden sell his agenda? Like, he's doing this infrastructure shit. Nobody's going to see it for years or give a fuck.
Oh, he yells about that all the time. But how the Democrats are shit at messaging.
But how do they do it, though? Should they... Sometimes I think you should... You should give 3D models of people's communities. This is the shit we're buying for you so you can actually understand what it is. We can't build it yet.
Like a Lego bridge or something. I don't
know. He must have an eye. He's a good communicator. He made us laugh just real quick with that.
All right. I think there's a good chance this man has to clap. And I'm not being particularly secretive about it. I am texting the photo. You can link to it. It's in some operation called the Daily Mail. It's some British thing. It's probably a Fleet Street rag, but
it is,
you know, maybe the picture was doctored or whatever, but maybe this story will go somewhere, maybe it won't, but I'm telling you, at 1 o'clock Eastern, I'm humping this thing like a young dog on old furniture.
We need more James Carville.
I've never heard that before.
I'm humping this thing like an old dog on new furniture.
A new dog on old furniture.
New dog on old furniture.
Well, I think the other works too.
Oh my God. There you go. James Carville, everybody.
That's funny.
It's a treasure. National treasure.
Fat. See, you're allowed to body shame fast.
These 4 years. Which year is the last year Trump saw his dick?
I'm going to say 2000. Not this century. He explains when the...
Right. Because 2000 isn't this century. Oh, my God. Oh, that's good.
Yay.
So, yeah, New Hampshire poll.
Woo!
American Research Group. Likely primary voters.
Yes.
Has... Trump at 40%, Nikki Haley at 40%. Undecided.
Yeah.
As 9%.
Wait, where's
and
the
I'm
safest?
Pointing that out because undecideds have more than DeSantis and Ramaswamy combined.
Yeah.
Who each have 4%. DeSantis only has 4%.
Well, I mean, DeSantis hasn't done anything in New Hampshire. He went to all the counties in Iowa and came up with...
And barely came in second.
He came in second and he gave a speech like he won. And Nikki Haley gave a speech like she won. This is crazy.
That's what they all do, though.
No. Howard Dean screamed like a weird person. We never heard from him for years.
Right. He never got a chance to give a speech to win, whether he won or not.
Well, Nikki Haley didn't win, though. I mean, and she's saying she won. It's crazy. She's like, oh, you sent us to New Hampshire. It's like, nobody sent you to New Hampshire. You came in third, and now you're going to New Hampshire.
Now this is interesting. By party registration.
Blee.
And these are Republicans.
9!
47% Trump, 35% Haley.
In New Hampshire.
Yes, but.
Yes.
Undeclared who say they are likely to vote Republican. These are the independents, supposedly.
Oh, yeah.
51% Haley, right. Only 24% Trump.
Damn.
That's awful.
Jeez, Nikki, enjoy it now because next is South Carolina.
Well,
and in the South, and you ain't getting shit the rest of the time. Enjoy New Hampshire. This is it, Nazi. There's another Nazi taking over after this one.
Men prefer Haley. Isn't that surprising?
Well, you know,
women prefer Trump in New Hampshire.
That is, well, you know, that's weird. I will say this, that it wasn't given a lot of press. Nikki Haley actually said with her mouth and words that she has plans or something in South Carolina to put women in jail that get abortions. She actually said something like that, which is pretty fucking insane, I thought. I don't know. I love it. I love it because I think Nikki Haley's a nasty little fascist, and I think it's and I think you're gonna have a good time in New Hampshire, but Trump is gonna rock you in South Carolina, and all the maggots are gonna hate you.
Preference by likely vote.
Yes,
likely to vote. Definitely voting.
Yes.
90%, 91% right. Polled said they're definitely voting.
Okay.
Trump up 2%.
Okay.
But probably voting.
Okay. DeSantis is where?
Nowhere. Oh, wait. Are we even talking about him? He's 4% across the board.
No, I'm just joking. 4%?
Yeah.
You just spent $150 billion fucking right. cunting million dollars in Iowa, and you didn't get any residual. You didn't get a push from your barely second place finish in Iowa into New Hampshire.
Yeah, but this is so great for us poor beleaguered liberals in Florida to watch just this,
yes.
this scumbag get humiliated on a national level. It's really, really, we thank you. We thank
yes,
you all.
Yes, thank you.
In fact, do I have that clip?
Yeah, our governor fucking sucks. And I really felt like it is nice to see him take a dive, because it bothered me that he was so popular because of the way he handled COVID. I don't even know how to say that. I mean,
yeah, but then
are you kidding me?
But then he spoke. Then people got to see
my
him.
God, his COVID record. I mean, why do that? That's actually the seed of the problem. The reason he was popular in the first place. Why? He did a bad job, right?
Yeah. Well, who are you?
What? Listen, man, I'm a normal fucking person, I'd like to think.
But I mean, who's the saying that? Who
guys,
thinks Trump? Who thinks DeSantis?
Maggots, yeah. Dumb fucking maggots.
Here's somebody we haven't heard from in a long time. He used to be the highest paid guy on Fox.
Oh,
and now he does a vodcast out of his basement.
Oh, is this Papa Bear?
Dildo Riley.
Nine!
Was on News Nation?
At least when you're in the basement doing your podcast, you can't push your wife down the stairs or whatever the fuck you did to her.
Chris Cuomo has a show on News Nation?
Yeah.
It's
the only place he can get work after that.
And he had Papa Bear on. And they were talking, and it was really, he's just an asshole. But, and this is a 7-minute long video. I don't know where the quote is, so I'm just going to read the quote.
Yes.
Bill O'Reilly says, of DeSantis, after saying the results did not surprise him, O'Reilly said DeSantis had a shot in the state, but previously in Florida, or in Iowa.
Yeah.
But ultimately, the Florida governor is, quote, probably the worst campaigner since Herbert Hoover.
Wow. Now, right. Why was Herbert Hoover was bad, right?
Yeah. He kind of got us into the depression, right?
He had a bad personality.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Quote, he's a terrible campaigner. Just awful. He's stiff. He doesn't look like he cares about the folks. Can't get his message across without repeating himself 15 times. He's boring. And in this day and age, you can't be boring. And he is. So he's through. He can go to South Carolina. He can go to Guam. He can go anywhere he wants. He's not beating Trump.
Hey, listen, Bill, you know, you're boring because you have nothing to say. I remember.
We'll do it live.
Yeah, no. When Obama was president, his first day, Dildo O'Reilly was on the news, and he said, well, it's just so boring, you know, after Bush. Just
oh,
so
right,
boring.
Right. It's yeah. so black. I mean, it's so boring.
But yeah, what do you have to do? They like excitement. They like rapists in the White House, like themselves. You like a fellow sexual predator in the White House. You want people that lie us into wars in the White House.
Yeah, Bill wants somebody like him in the White House.
Yes. Why is DeSantis boring to you?
It started with Rush Limbaugh, that fat fuck.
Oh, my God. He's dead, too. Isn't that nice?
Still dead.
Woo-hoo!
So nice. Yeah, Bill O'Reilly not impressed with DeSantis.
What impresses this guy? What do you think Bill O'Reilly likes? I don't know.
God, I don't know. Dog fights.
Yeah, put the laugh track on with Schindler's List.
Cockfighting rings.
Sure.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Yay. We do this every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific. We'll be back on Friday, don't forget, for Faithless Friday, although...
You know, I got little dog bandages. She's looking at that place. I got dog bandages for her.
Oh, really?
Where you been? Do you think she put one on?
Oh, go ahead, try it.
Just a little Band-Aid.
The, also in the news, this... Yay. Stock market crash trending. It did not crash.
Yeah. Thanks, Obama. How could you? Or Biden did it. The deep state did it.
Right. Yeah, it didn't crash.
Yeah.
I mean, it went down a little bit, but it didn't. See, the Republicans and the conservatives, anytime the stock market goes down a little bit, intraday, yeah, which usually recovers, they're squealing stock market crash, it's Biden's fault.
Right, of course. I did that. That's what they say. Biden.
Oh, this guy had to apologize? I don't know the background of it. But at Davos, you know, the fucking rich people.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The Switzerland thing where you can go and we talk about the world economy. Right.
I don't know if Rick Wiles went.
Nine!
This year or not.
Good Lord.
But it's just so bizarre and creepy and people are so weird.
Yes. And fucked up at times.
There was a guy that got on the mic. Let me see.
Yes. At Davos?
Yeah.
That's not really a place where you have weird moments, right?
Right.
It's boring.
So sitting on the stage were two old rich white people. One is Klaus Schwab, who is the founder of the World Economic Forum.
Nine!
He's been the chairman since the founding, so he's been around forever.
Yes.
Since 1971, when he founded the organization. He's 85.
Right.
Good God, born in 1938. In Germany.
Jeez.
Oh, they moved to Switzerland from Germany.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's weird. And then to Argentina.
Oh, I lied. It was the opposite way. His parents moved from Switzerland to Germany during the Third Reich in order for his father to assume the role of director of Eicher Weiss AG, an industrial company and contractor for the Nazi regime.
Oh, a Nazi. A Nazi.
His family was monitored by the Gestapo. In the autumn of 1944, the Gestapo summoned his mother, who was from Zurich, in because in school he could not speak proper High German.
Okay. God.
Crazy.
God, these Nazis were fucked. Fucked up.
But anyway, he's one of the hated among conservatives who... I mean, there's plenty of reasons to hate him, but because of this New World Order thing, you know, it's
they think Davos is the New World Order.
Oh, yeah. Well, the whole thing. Yeah. It's the, you know, these people. So this guy got on mic and had some words.
Yeah.
And I appreciate the World Economic Forum providing me the opportunity to be on this stage and say, fuck you, Klaus Schwab, and fuck your New World Order. We, the people, were born free. We will stay free. And you and all of your globalist friends, including everyone in this room, can go fuck yourself.
Boy, oh boy. What is that guy's deal? Is he a maggot kind of person, or?
You know, I don't have that much information about him.
The world order is just what Alex Jones squeals about, right? And that's what happened when.
Oh, this might not be real. Now I'm finding out.
Oh, was it? It's a commercial for something.
Yeah, it's saying that it might not be real.
No,
it's now that's a bummer.
Was it Borat?
was nothing said. It's satire. The incident did not occur in reality.
Go fuck yourself.
Well, fuck that. That's so sad.
Well, I mean, we believe it. We live in a weird reality, so it's hard. It's easy for that to happen.
Damon Imani is an Iranian producer and artist in Denmark, specializing in creating video content covering a range of topics, blah, blah, blah. So this guy, well, there you go. I fell for it, too.
You know, because everything's so fucking weird. Like, last night, I was watching Chris Hayes, and he was doing a thing about Iowa and how people voted. And I thought it was a joke because there was a bunch of people just passing around.
A popcorn bucket?
Yeah, in paper bags.
Did you
bags.
See that one?
Yes,
yeah, yeah.
Yes, I saw that one in paper bags.
Yeah.
And he made a great point. Ruby Freeman had a ginger mint, and all Breathman. Of a sudden, yeah. That was a junk drive, and all of a sudden, she gets death threats, and then Kanye's fucking publicist shows up to arrest her and took her to a police station, and then their lives are ruined. Those were white people in Iowa voting, and everybody was fine with that. They're not worried about white people voting. People worry about black people voting. God. Shit, man. God, it was just Martin Luther King Day, man. What the fuck?
Shit. Oh, Trump will get rid of that.
Oh, absolutely. He'll get rid of the voting. You won't need it. Well, it'll be an election like they do in Russia. Putin's going to win. And then the oppositional, they'll put him in some, I don't know, where will they send? Where will our prison be for the opposition once Trump is president? Where?
Where will we go?
Well, yes, the opposition. Where will they go?
Oh, probably like North Dakota or something like that. Or
they send them to the Arctic.
They're not going to send us to Guantanamo. I mean, maybe Guantanamo, yeah. But that's, I don't know how big that is.
Not big enough.
Well, here we go. An election investigation, Ryan.
Yes.
Has finally uncovered that there were missing votes in 2020.
Okay.
In Virginia.
Yes.
Prince William County Office of Elections revealed, the news a week after prosecutors from the Virginia Attorney General's office dropped charges against the county's former registrar. The numbers wouldn't have changed any races, however.
Okay.
But they ended up flipping in errors 3,975 votes in favor of Trump.
Why? Because
so Biden got screwed out of 4,000 votes that they had to change and switch to Biden.
Oh my God. So originally those votes went to Trump.
Yes.
But when they did the investigation, they went back to Biden.
The county mistakenly shorted Biden 1,600 odd plus votes.
Yes.
And overreported Trump's count.
Yes.
By 2,300. The almost 4,000 vote error in the margin of victory was immaterial in a contest that Biden won by 450,000 votes.
But if it had gone the other way, it wouldn't be immaterial. There would be.
Well, right.
Oh, so much, anxiety and rage. Jeez.
So
they cheat.
And in every case, when they actually find somebody that committed voter fraud, it's been a Republican 9 out of 10 times. And now when they keep doing these audits, they keep finding out that they keep finding more votes for Biden. Didn't which fraud it was? Was it Arizona that ended up finding more ballots for Biden?
I thought that was Michigan.
Michigan, maybe.
No. I'm sorry. It was Arizona. It was.
One of them. Regardless, one of the audits ended up finding that the Republicans sponsored, saying there was fraud and Trump was screwed.
That's the thing, though, in this election. I hope if Biden wins, I hope it's by a lot, because it'll have to be, or else the fucking weenie ass little fucking television networks will take forever to call it when they normally wouldn't have. And it'll make everything weird.
Also in the news, we can move on.
Yeah. But really, though, but you saw them putting votes in fucking popcorn buckets.
Yeah.
I mean, it's why it really is. That to me it's just such hypocrisy.
70,000 people voted.
It's insane. What does that mean? What do you mean?
It's only 70,000 people voted.
No, that's not the point, though. It's like, but they're white people. White people. The point of that is, but I'm just white saying, people.
It all means nothing.
Absolutely. No, it does mean something. White people are allowed.
Today's Wednesday.
But white people are allowed to vote like that, not black people. White people are.
Because
there should be outrage.
Speaking of Davos,
yes,
a survey released of millionaires and higher, which would only be billionaires.
Yeah,
we don't have any trillionaires yet. Well, maybe Putin, but we don't know. Survey results released as corporate CEOs, top government officials, and other global elites gathered in Davos, Switzerland, show that nearly three quarters of millionaires and above in G20 countries support higher taxes on extreme wealth.
Right. They know. They're hedging their bets. They know.
Which they view as an increasingly dire threat to democracy.
Right. You're trying to get on the other side of it. You can try.
The poll was conducted by a London-based firm. The survey, which polled over 2,300 millionaires in G20 nations, found 74% support higher taxes on wealth to help address the cost of living crisis and improve public services. More than 70% of the respondents say they believe wealth helps buy political influence. Who are the 30% that are lying to themselves or to the pollster?
Well, and also these millionaires are lying too, who are saying they should pay more taxes. Then pay more taxes. Then take less deductions. Then don't pay a fancy account and just take your straight deduction then. Otherwise, you're full of fucking shit. Go fuck yourselves. Disingenuous. Please, give us your money then. If that's what you think, give us your fucking money.
According to an analysis from Oxfam released earlier this week, the world's billionaires have gotten $3.3 trillion richer since 2020, since COVID. As 5 billion people have lost wealth.
5 billion people versus how many billionaires?
A few hundred.
Oh, my God. This is insane. We should take their shit.
People are struggling to get by as wages fail to keep up with inflation. A British entrepreneur and a member of Patriotic Millionaires UK, which is an advocacy group of rich people who say you should tax us more.
Then pay more, motherfuckers. Then pay more. Get out your pocketbook and literally pay more. You could.
He says, we, the very richest, are sick and tired of inaction, so it's hardly surprising that working people at the sharp end of our rigged economies have lost all patience. The poll was released as 260 millionaires and billionaires signed a letter imploring the dozens of world leaders at the World Economic Forum in Davos to raise taxes on rich people like them, warning that a continued failure to address the dramatic rise of income inequality would be catastrophic for society.
I guess we take this seriously. It just sounds like absolute horseshit. Then give your money away.
Well, how do we know they don't give a lot of money away? It's the people that won't that they're aiming this at.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's true. Well, get your friends to give more money away then.
There you go, Davos.
How many millionaires are signed the letter?
260.
That's a lot.
The Abigail Disney.
Right.
Name sounds familiar. So you can read that over at Raw Story. You can read their statement. We've also got.
Well, doesn't Warren Buffett believe that too? I mean, is he one of these rich people that says government should tax people more?
Yeah, not Trump.
Right.
Trump says this is the opposite, and all the Republicans say just the opposite.
Okay. And also, if you're one of these rich people, get your governors, if you live in a red state, to accept that money that was supposed to go to kids, $120 a month for each kid so they can eat over the summer or whatever when they're not at school. Well, why don't you make, you should.
Better they get jabs.
Well, I mean, you want them to, Trump, don't you? I mean, there are kids, right? When Trump lets a good point, dude, that will solve all. You know what?
Yeah, the coal mines. You can put them back in the coal mines.
That's right.
You don't have to build the mines as big.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
As tall.
They can walk in there. Crawl in there, kid. Your pacifier is all sooty.
Also in the news, that's, you know, fuck Davos. I mean,
I wonder if Jeff Bezos, did he sign that letter?
I would doubt that.
Give us your sailboat. Your sailboat is the budget of a town, isn't it? Probably. The operations of that. It's like,
oh my God. I forget the number. We had a number of how much it's going to cost him per year just to operate the two yachts. Don't forget it has a wee 100-something foot co-companion with the heliport and all the wave riders and shit.
It's crazy too. It's like we should take their shit because like there's Jeff Bezos's shit right there. You can't miss it. It's a giant ass boat that's worth $500 million. We're the government. We could take it if we wanted to.
Well, and do what, though?
Sell that shit. I don't know, man. Fucking sell it. Turn it into a homeless shelter. Sink it so the fish can enjoy it. I don't know what you'd do with that fucking thing. This dumb fucking boat. And who do you sell it to? Somebody that lives somewhere where there's no bridges.
Right.
I don't know who buys that.
Well, he's not going into
he's probably never on
inland
the boat.
Anywhere.
He's probably never on the fucking boat.
Oh, right. It's like half of their mansions that they let sit.
You shouldn't be able to afford a boat that has a garage of many cars following it. Where is Mother Nature when you need it? Just swallow that shit up. Come on. You could do it. You do it all the time.
It is a sailboat.
That's right. I forgot. This energy efficient. How many people are on that boat shitting directly into the ocean all the time? What is...
God. Oh, yeah. I forget what the crew is, too.
Can you imagine you're a shark swimming around that shitty ocean? You're like, God, what I'd give for some feet just to walk around and have a hamburger and just act like a, you know, chill out. Like I always got to swim. It sucks being in the water. But this fuck wants to be on the water so bad, he built a garage for his cars that can't even go on the water. Why are you
40.
Dragging?
Crew of 40.
Why are you dragging?
40 people live on that boat.
The crazier thing, though, is like, why are you taking your cars with you?
The yacht can accommodate 18 passengers, and it has a crew of 40.
Shit, man. You're not, yeah, he's not paying enough taxes. He just isn't.
The deck space is ample, offering various locations to take in the surroundings, including three jacuzzis and a swimming pool.
That's it?
On the deck.
That's it? It's a $500 million? There's only how many jacuzzis?
Three.
What a shithole.
The interior exudes opulence and sophistication, with each detail meticulously crafted to provide the utmost comfort and luxury.
Sophistication. Please. Sophistication. Who said this? Who are you reading from?
NavisYachts.com.
Navis, what is sophisticated about spending $500 million on a sailboat only to drag your fucking cars around behind you wherever you fucking go? That's not sophistication. That's idiocy. That is insanity. Fuck your sophistication. So sophisticated. Why is it sophisticated to bring a... The guy has a pool. He has a pool on a boat that's in the middle of the fucking water, and he's bringing a pool with him. He's bringing water to all the water in his cars. I don't get any of it. It is the dumbest shit ever. His boat's in it. It got my cars on the water.
Fine wood finishes, marble accents, and plush furnishings, the living areas, dining rooms, and lounges. Dining rooms and lounges are vast, offering generous spaces for entertainment and relaxation.
Well, I hope so.
It primarily harnesses the wind for propulsion,
yes,
making it a more ecologically friendly option compared to other mega yachts.
Oh, yeah, I'm a penguin with a fucking six-pack ring around my dick because Jeff Bezos threw a suitcase of Bud Light overboard or some shit.
Inside, the yacht features a lavish spa and wellness center.
A wellness center?
Complete with a fully equipped gym, sauna, and massage rooms.
Oh, I'm so tits.
The yacht also boasts a world-class gourmet kitchen manned by a team of highly skilled chefs, providing elevated dining experiences both indoors and al fresco, with panoramic views of the ocean.
You know who doesn't give a fuck about that wellness center? A big swell in the ocean. Doesn't give a flying fuck about that shit.
Oh, I apologize to the shadow vessel. I said it was 100 and something foot. It's 246 foot.
I'd rather be on the shadow vessel.
Motor yacht support, additional amenities and RVs, ATVs. Supercars, seaplanes, motorcycles, smaller boats, God, scuba gear, personal submarines,
okay,
and helicopters.
Submarine, helicopter, on the boats makes sense. Again, the ATV makes 0.0 sense. Can't you rent a car? Wherever you're going to park this monstrosity, surely you're going to rent a car. You can rent a car where you go. You don't have to bring your own car. How do you get the car off the boat? How do you get the car off the boat, Jeff?
You when you pull into port, you get it either lifted or driven off.
There's
a plank.
And he's not even going to drive it. He's going to have a driver.
He might drive. I don't know. Some of these rich guys like to drive.
Does he drive his own boat? You pilot your own fucking boat, Jeff? Do you know how to do it?
I think it's too complicated.
It is too complicated. If you've been on a 20-foot sailboat, that's complicated.
Right.
I'm sorry, sailboats are complicated. A $500 million sailboat must be so complicated. God, who's sitting around? We're all stupid in this country. We're sitting around watching these dumb fucking maggots stuff their big meaty hands in these popcorn things, voting for the Republicans are pretending that Donald Trump ain't going to be their nominee, and that fuck is swimming in a $500 million fucking yacht. Everybody's crawling through, you know, clawing through like thrift stores getting their shit, and this fuck has a boat full of his fucking cars. Are you shitting me? Fuck this guy.
I've got a couple of stories down here in the spreadsheet.
Tell you
here's
why.
One. In this vein,
yes.
You'll like this, Ryan, because you're such a big fan of cruise ships. The world's biggest cruise ship is preparing for service.
Why? Look at all this land we have. You can do the same shit on all this land that's big, that doesn't sink.
And
God,
this is four football fields, 1,198 foot long, 1,100. It's like a shopping center.
I hate being on those boats.
The world's largest cruise ship has made its way to Puerto Rico as it prepares to accept its first paying passenger.
Get your passports ready, Trump. You're going to Puerto Rico. Maybe the president will see you there.
Puerto Rico. We love Puerto Rico.
You know you're in charge of all the people on that island when you were president. Did you know that?
They speak Mexican there.
I'm going to throw cans at them. I love it. I love it.
Locals and tourists in Ponce, Puerto Rico were given a sneak peek at the 1,198-foot-long, 250,800-ton pleasure cruiser named the Icon of the Seas.
At the end of the day, you're another day older.
As it took a break. The 20-deck vessel, five times larger than the ill-fated Titanic.
Yes.
Towered above the town on the southern coast of the Caribbean island.
The ill-fated Titanic. Who cares? Five times larger? It still disappears into the ocean just as easily. Yes, it does.
The massive ship, which cost cruise line company Royal Caribbean $2 billion.
You know, I went on a Carnival cruise, and everybody on the Carnival cruise, you hang off. Well, nobody really has I don't know. I don't think there's any balconies from your rooms. But when you go on the deck where they let the proletariats kind of look at the water, the poor people.
Stowage.
Yes, yes. You know, and all you do is stare at those
DiCaprio people for the Titanic reference.
These cruise ship people are all about their points and their deals. Like, they're just rolling cruises over. And they're like, this one person's like, I've almost got enough points on Royal Caribbean to go on that one again. Yeah. They're talking about how much better it is than Carnival. And man, it does sound better, though.
It's like those Vegas people that do the same thing.
Except that makes, I like that better because you're going to a place, it's like,
it's not on a boat.
You're on a boat. You're, it's similar to being in a building that sways. I don't get it either. Especially when the power flickered on and off. And I was like, I'm going to die in this fucking tomb.
I have 0.0 desire to go on a cruise ever, except one. There is a cruise that I've heard is really good, cool. A friend of mine went on it. That's like from Seattle north up the Alaskan coast. I heard that's really cool for some reason. And it's only a couple of days.
You know, I would do a comedy thing on a Carnival cruise.
I would work on a cruise ship. Fuck
that's a great gig, but you know, the cruise line industry, it's just, I don't know how it exists after the pandemic because I went on one right before and, you know,
I think the pandemic existed because of cruise lines.
Yeah, I did.
Partially.
Because I really don't get wigged out like around germs, at least not before this thing. Not really. And on the way back, because that's the thing people don't understand about cruise ships. You have your fun on your way there. Because on the way back, these cunts that drive this boat just drop a brick on the gas pedal, and it's very choppy, and they don't give a shit, and everybody feels like shit.
It's because they're running out of food and booze.
Yeah, it's just
and they know they're going to get torn apart.
The faster they're back, the more profit margin they have because everybody's at the just. I don't know, man. It's just but to go faster, they drain the swimming pools. So. Now you can't go enjoy any time. No,
really?
No, they drain the swimming pools to that's go crazy. Faster. It's not crazy. It makes sense.
I mean, it makes sense, but that's
it sucks.
I'm surprised they do that.
No, you know, these fucking Carnival Cruise Line motherfuckers, they nickel and dime you. That guy.
This one has 7 swimming pools and the largest at-sea water park of any cruise ship in the world.
Is this Jeff Bezos' boat or is this the cruise
ship? The cruise ship.
Oh, okay.
It will be sailing for paying customers out of Miami, Florida for the first time on January 27th for a 7-night dash around the Caribbean.
Ooh. You know, man, it's like I don't know. There's an amusement park. Is it an amusement park?
A water park.
Oh, water. But you're on the water.
Including a stop. I didn't know this existed. including a stop at Perfect Day at Coco Cay, Royal Caribbean's private island in the Bahamas. Did you know Royal Caribbean had its own private island?
You know what they did? They just took all the boats that sank and stacked them on top of each other and built an island, put a bunch of sand on it.
Jesus Christ, this thing is huge.
Let me see.
And hideous. The icon of the seas. It looks like a 15-story building sitting there.
You know what? The government should seize that boat and drive it again. And drive it to the Middle East and put some fucking Gazans on there. Get them out or do something good with that boat. This is like, you know what people are doing on that boat? They're getting on there and they're financing vacations and they're drinking to the point where their credit cards don't work anymore. I mean, that's what's happened.
Well, there's all the lifeboats. That's interesting.
Hey, Royal Caribbean. Yeah, they're for show. Please wait at least a few yards before you dump all your shit in the water. Right? Because Carnival was having that issue.
I'm assuming there's enough lifeboats to cover everybody, right? Because it doesn't look like a lot of lifeboats, to be honest with you.
How many people said that on the Titanic? Well, yeah, it never happened. There's nothing out there.
Jesus Christ, this water park.
The water
is fucking huge.
But it's on the boat. Again, they brought water to the water. I feel like Poseidon does not like that, and that will anger him.
Also, I never understood.
What?
All the boats, all the pools on the yacht.
You're in the water. Because there's no sharks in that water.
That's true.
There's no sharks in that water yet, says whoever, Neptune, says the ocean. I'll take that water too.
And then another story I've had forever in my spreadsheet here. Another world's biggest, Ryan.
It's not Trump. My mushroom.
The world's biggest super yacht. Submarine.
Ooh, who wants to die? How bored are we?
Worth $2 billion is 3 times bigger than Britain's nuclear subs. Nuclear. This is from The Sun in the UK.
Right.
The has a pool and a chopper.
I where does the hell, it's underwater, right? Do we understand that you can't take that? Can this helicopter take off underwater?
I assume no. Boat company Migaloo says it is revolutionizing the world of super yachts with their very own world first submersible super yacht.
You know what we're calling it? The fucking coffin. Because there are people that are gonna die in that motherfucker. It's a submarine. It's a submarine.
My God.
A submarine with a helicopter. Those are the two
and
of the most.
It's a good submarine, 1,500 feet.
It's a good one.
They're capable of staying submerged at 1,500 feet for weeks on end.
Out of here. I can't believe that. I can't believe there's a market for the sub industry after that. We already forgot about it. The sub exploded underwater going to see the Titanic that crashed underwater too. And all we're doing is building more of these things.
They are offering a 928-foot vessel.
No.
Containing a helipad for the helicopter it has on board, as well as a swimming pool, movie theater, wine cellar, library. Library, much,
theater.
Much more.
What movie did you watch? 1500. You know what, man? That fucking sub that sank on that blew up, I guess, because they had the wrong graphite, I don't know. They fucked up.
Well, that's a different.
It is a different sub. It didn't have anything cool.
They were going 35,000 feet down.
That was, yeah, but they didn't even have anything. They didn't even have a place to shit.
No.
They didn't even have they had one window.
They had a bucket, yeah.
Yeah, next to the bucket where they shat. And a PlayStation controller. They had nothing. How can this submarine have so much?
For comparison, the British Royal Navy's leading submarine, HMS Astute, Her Majesty's ship.
The Astute?
Seems seems a tiddler at only 318 feet.
A tiddler.
Tiddler.
You're going to die in that boat. Let me explain something. People in the, who does the submarines, the Navy or the Marines? Is it Navy? Navy, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Those people have to go in a sub and they have to do that. I can't imagine how they would feel about someone doing a sub for pleasure. That's crazy. That would be like a fish saying, guess where I'm going on vacation? Where I can't breathe. It's going to be so much fun. Are you kidding me?
Look at this stuff. Isn't it neat?
Is that Little Mermaid?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, do you know what I mean? It's like, who drives that sub? Who drives it?
We're doing a tremendous amount of work in space.
Put Trump on that sub with his dumb fucking kids. Good luck.
The submarines are faster than the British counterpart.
Is it faster than a boat?
Can cruise at speeds of 40 knots, whereas submerged, where the Royal Navy's pride and joy, travels at a mere 30.
Well, fuck.
Migaloo claims its super sub would also dive to 1,500 feet, capable of staying there for several weeks at a time, while the HMS Astute can only reach a depth of 980.
Yeah, okay, but let's see how Astute does compared to this fucking pleasure ship.
The submarines also have room on board for several jet skis, two 52-foot-long six-person mini-subs.
Jeez.
Mini-subs? So you can launch your little mini-subs off of the big sub.
Boo!
The helicopter and multiple underwater viewing rooms. The luxury interior features a 36-seat dining room with glass walls that allows guests to be fully submerged in the underwater world as they eat. The owner's living quarters, Ryan, 6,889 square feet.
I don't understand this. Hold on a second. I'm digesting all of this information. So I'm sitting there eating my steak. I look out and there's a shark saying, I'm just waiting, buddy. I'm just waiting right here. I'm being very patient because something's going to happen. Somebody's going to forget to hit F7. Somebody's not going to close a hatch. And you're going to get squished like a cockroach. And I'm going to eat your essence.
The owner of the ship company says super yacht owners are increasingly getting younger. And they want even more extraordinary and individual designs.
They're
willing to have something really new and unique.
This sub just exploded. It was a year ago? It was not even a year ago that sub was squished in the ocean. It died. Everyone died on it. This kid was dragged on there. He didn't want to go. His dad made him. He died there. And now these fuckers are... And it's all these rich people. Why do rich people... You guys have it so good. You have everything perfect. I want to go underwater and enjoy life there too. You don't have gills in your fucking... You don't have gills.
What is... Christian Gumpold is the name of the founder of and CEO of Migaloo.
Migaloo.
Says... yachts are traveling in rough seas as possible. Simply submerge. Travel safe and sound below the waterline.
Safe and sound? How does anyone in the submarine industry have the nerve to tell people this? Did you not remember what just happened? And they had some of the best... Didn't they have, like... A lot of like expert submarine makers in on this shit for that thing that just imploded in the ocean?
Not enough. That's the problem. And remember the guy that left, right? Wasn't he like, you guys are crazy?
Don't go in that sub.
It's gonna blow up or implode.
Jeez, man.
This company also has launched its line of its own floating islands.
Okay.
Which can travel at up to 9 miles per hour.
Oh.
They call this the Kokomo Island, A-I-L-A-N-D.
Is there a picture of the floating island? The movie?
A beach club, living quarters. I don't think so. Let me see if...
Now that's...
maybe here. Yeah, here.
That's interesting to me. Let me see.
They kind of look like oil rigs a little bit.
That's stupid.
But fancy.
That's fucking bullshit. This is a boat. That is a boat. That is not an island. That is not land.
Well, it's square.
I don't feel safe. No, I don't feel safe on that. That's another stupid fucking boat. The sharks are looking up at you like that's not an island.
The island has 10 suites as well as a penthouse and costs only $300 million. Oh, I switched away from it already.
Hey, I don't know, man. That looks like an oil rig. It's stupid. That is not an island. I think that's false advertising. That's not an island, guys. I'm suing this company. You're saying that's an island? It's not.
Well, they call it
an
island with an A.
Oh,
A-I-L-A-N-D.
I see. The lawyers helped you. Good. Fuck that.
Well, I don't think there are any laws to defining what the word island.
What happens when a storm's coming through? This is a problem. You're on the island. Oh,
You go 9 miles an hour, so if you know the storm's coming, leave early.
Oh, that's not how these people roll. Everybody.
Well, no, they get off the island and they let the brown people hire to work on the
Clarence
island.
Clarence Thomas and Harlan, what's his face, are rolling on ecstasy. They're like, oh, the storm's coming. We only 9 miles an hour. You say they get off before, but then the staff has to ride it out.
They can be up to almost 400 feet long.
That's this is not the island. That's a fucking boat.
But both the size and design can differ depending on what the owner is after. For example, it could contain a beach club, palm trees, infinity pools, waterfalls, complete with a helipad and outdoor cinema. But you could also opt for a slightly more intense shark feeding elevator.
Oh my God, what is this? Oh, how about the Jeffrey Epstein sports lounge while we're at it? I mean, what the fuck, man? You're just chumming the waters. Hey, sharks, in case you didn't notice, it's a bunch of humans up here. Oh, we've used too many lotions and so many products. We're going to taste like shit, but you're going to love it.
But we did the story like years ago that the when the economy was at the worst, that the one sector that was booming was the super rich. We're super yachts. $10 plus million or no more than that, $100 plus million houses, apartments, castles, whatever. The high end, super ultra rich market, they couldn't keep up with it fast enough because all these fucking rich billionaires don't know what to do with all their goddamn billions of dollars.
And why are they bored? Are they adrenaline junkies or something? Yeah. Why is someone with so much money? What theater was happening the night they decided to go see the Titanic? Was there not a play to see? You could have gone to Broadway and saw anything you want. You could go, you could do any
Titanic on Broadway.
Or you could go to the where they all die too. I mean, you know, they died seeing the people that died. God, these people are stupid. The Jeff Bezos' boat is bigger than this dumb fucking island, correct?
I think so.
You know who doesn't know you're super rich? These sharks. They're staring at you in this dumb oil rig. Slip. They're just thinking, please slip, please slip, please slip. I'm tired. And you're chumming the water around it. I would be so mad if I'm on this stupid fucking island and I'm looking over and somebody's just throwing fish guts in the water. I'd be like, what is that fucker doing? What is that asshole doing? Well, chumming so we can see the sharks. Oh my God.
So there you go. For billionaires listening to us, you guys can get your own submarines now.
Yeah. And what pirates? I mean, aren't they? What kind of security do you have on your own fucking island? And where are these islands? Stupid.
And by the way, the whole thing I was looking up in the first place was the operating costs of
An island.
Bezos's
boat.
And it's 50 plus million per year.
He just has a flat fee.
50 million a year.
It's just like,
just to maintain it.
God.
And operate it.
Is there a guillotine on the Lido deck? I mean, my God. It's so stupid. This is dumb.
So the more of these motherfuckers.
Are so stupid. It's like, our climate is in the shitter. We have no money. You can't see shit in Florida. It's so dark driving around here at night. And Jeff Bezos is...
it's because there's... What, because there's no lights, you mean?
No, we don't have anything here. There's no lights. There's no nothing.
Well, but we have freedom.
That's right.
And no state taxes.
We have the freedom to not drive around on a boat and carry our jet skis with us and our fucking ATVs. How often... I want to know how often he docks the garage boat and calls for a car. Is there ever a car that just goes on that boat and never gets cranked?
Probably, I would think.
Jeez, man. Was there somebody on the boat that maintains all his vehicles?
That's probably one of the guys that is in charge of...
Make sure everybody gets an oil change.
All the vehicles and everything, yeah. I mean, the thing is, those people probably live there, right? I mean, there's...
Yeah.
Because, if he decides he wants to go, you can't just scrape up a crew.
Well, it's maritime law.
They probably have a crew that lives and works on the boat. And it's probably like some of these estates where the billionaires never show up.
Oh yeah.
Or they show up once a year for 2 weeks. And the staff gets to live in the house for the rest of the time.
Dude, I tell you what, Jeff Bezos probably has this discussion. He's like, you know, this is a hard thing for me to say, but I hate that boat. I hate it. I hate it so much.
Yeah, why is he buying a house here in Miami? Why not live on his floating city?
Yeah. Jeff, did you sign that letter saying you wanted to pay more taxes?
I don't know if he it was one of them. Also in the news,
yay,
we got time left. Thanks for listening, y'all. This is, oh God, that's Trump's syphilis hands are all over
syphilis,
all over X.
Right. You probably like it then, like syphilis. That's cool. He's so cool. He always has ideas. He's always thinking of new ideas, and he's always got syphilis. We love him.
This is, well, here you go. You'll recognize.
Okay.
And I am a Trump cultist. And I want everyone to know that. I am not a Republican. Do not lump me in with them. I am not a Republican. I do not support McCarthy. I do not support McConnell. I do not support Haley or DeSantis. I do not watch Fox News. I don't support any of that. I am a Donald Trump cultist. I am a soldier for Donald Trump. I am part of, I serve at the personal pleasure of Donald Trump, my supreme leader.
Jeez.
I am part of the paramilitary wing of the Trump movement. I am part of the Revolutionary Guard. I do not answer to the Pentagon. I do not answer to the civilian government. I answer, I am the Praetorian Guard of Donald Trump. If Donald Trump ordered me to do an extrajudicial killing, I would perform it.
There you go.
You would perform it.
There you go. Nick Fuentes.
You're so stupid.
It's not a cult at all, right?
I am a judicial. Why doesn't he like DeSantis? What's wrong with that? I mean, DeSantis is right up this fuck's alley.
Because he's running against Trump.
Yeah, I guess.
He's committing the mortal sin.
Right. I don't know how you make Nick Fuentes happy. What are you looking forward to, Nick? I'm hoping Donald Trump taps me for some extra judicial killings.
Right, right.
Wow.
And that's his go-to.
Is it true that when Trump is president, he'll be tapped to host the Oscars?
Hey, everybody.
No, Nick Fuentes will host the Oscars.
Hey, everybody.
I'm Nick Fuentes. The normal
people. A lot of Jews here.
Yeah. Jimmy Kimmel was going to host the Oscars, but he's in Guantanamo along with, well, Jimmy Fallon's not, so we could have him do it. We love him.
This is, speaking of Nick's, little, whatever his network is, he's got going over there.
He's a Praetorian Guard for Donald Trump.
I'm the Praetorian Guard.
Did you just watch Star Wars or something?
I'm going to Spartan kick the fuck out of them.
God. Why? I tell you what, I wish somebody would have turned on their iPhone camera for Thanksgiving with Nick Fuentes, yay, and Schittler. Wow. I want a transcript, please.
Of course, Melania, nowhere to be seen.
Melly's not here.
Melly.
She's hanging out. Who knows what she's doing?
Surprising good news?
About what?
You know, and it's, again,
with a caveat.
Good news in the Trump era.
Yeah.
Of politics. An Indiana middle school refused to allow a transgender boy to use the boys' bathroom.
Yeah.
But
yes.
Yesterday the US Supreme Court refused to consider its appeal where it lost the case.
Oh.
The High Court denied cert on Tuesday in the case of Metropolitan School District of Martinsville.
Yay!
Versus
wow.
AC, or the initials. Thus leaving in place a ruling by the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Seventh Circuit, finding that the student was likely to win his sex discrimination case under Title IX and the Equal Protection Clause of the U.S. Constitution.
So they didn't hear the case.
Right. So the
well, that's good news.
Appeal stands.
Okay.
The Metropolitan School District of Martinsville refused to allow the student, known in court documents as AC, from using any boys' restrooms on the campus.
Nine!
Of John R. Wooden Middle School because AC had been designated female at birth. AC socially transitioned to live consistently with his male gender identity at nine.
at 9. And now that here come the bathroom monitors. The genital monitors are upon us. They must inspect everyone.
After AC's principal refused his request to use the boys' bathrooms, AC and his parents sued and raised constitutional claims under both the Equal Protection Clause and Title IX of the Education Amendments of 1972. The case was represented, the family was represented in the case by the ACLU. Both the district court and the Seventh Circuit sided with AC and found that denying him access to the restroom that aligns with his gender identity is likely a form of illegal sex discrimination under applicable law.
In this country, we could do so much if we could just, with this trans stuff, if you could just get over where people are pissing. It's peeing. That's it.
Right.
This person wants an education.
I mean,
this
again,
person wants to pee.
I do think there's a discussion to be had about sports.
Yeah. But it's a non-issue. It's
because it is different, though. I mean,
but it's
when I was in tennis, having a penis, I could just I had an advantage over higher skilled and higher ranked women. I saw Martina back in the day when Martina was Martina. She was number one. And a monster, you know, she was the one who kind of revolutionized weightlifting for chicks and stuff like that for women. Getting fit and eating right and all that stuff. Taking it out of the kind of country club sport, aspect of it. And, she played a guy, I remember his name. I'm not going to say it, doesn't matter. I worked with him at a tennis club. And he was ranked, he was a touring player at one point, and he, at the time, was ranked 300 or 400 in the world.
Yeah.
Boy. Which is amazing when you think about it, but, you know, it's 300 or 400. You'll never see him at Wimbledon, you'll never see him, you know, he would usually lose before the, in the qualifying rounds. And I watched him pummel Martina. 6-0 in a set.
Right. Well, isn't that the straw man argument, though, right? Of these trans, you know, people are like, well, sure, we should let them pee, but what about the sports thing? Well, the sports, it's such a minute.
Well, it's not a straw man. It exists.
It's so minute. But it's,
well,
it's,
right. And they use it as that, I concur, though. But I do think there is a discussion to be had about maybe putting some rules in place. I don't know. How to get around it, but someone who decides to transition and is we're talking male to female, right? That's the only issue that most people have, I think, with sports. Is it fair for a someone who might be a bigger, stronger male to? And I'm not saying they do it just to play the sports. Obviously, this is a big decision.
But
and there are, unlike what the Republicans and the conservatives think, people don't just decide to transition and do it.
But you know what? If you agree with what you just said, then where is that other argument? Someone transitioned to be a woman. Well, they're on the woman's soccer team then, right? I mean, what else is there to do about it? I mean...
But is it fair when you've got people winning like these swimmers that are breaking records and winning and they're beating all the cis females?
It's not their intent. You know, they're not their intent is not to change their gender to be more competitive in sports. And that's their argument with that. So I'm saying if that's not what they're doing, then don't you just have to let people?
Well, and it is such a tiny number, by the way, we're talking about.
Just let people do it because
I do see the other side on that one tiny aspect, one sliver of the trans issue. Everything else, there's no issue whatsoever. I don't care what bathroom people use. What are you doing in the bathrooms? And the problem is that these dumb conservatives think, like Louis Gohmert said, what should stop me when I was a teenager? If I could have said, I feel like I'm identifying as a woman today, I'm gonna walk into the girls' locker room looking at some titties.
You're appealing.
I mean, that's basically what he's saying.
Yeah.
And but that tells us more about you, Louis, than it does about anything else.
Absolutely.
That you had bad parents.
Well, yeah. And Louis, what he's saying the same kind of shit that people say who beat trans people.
So, yeah, my point is that one, that sliver of sports that maybe there could be a discussion to be had about trans athletes.
It does seem, you know.
Because that's the only contention that I can see is valid. But, a valid
you know,
complaint.
Man, is we've talked about this before, but like, for instance, the Oscars.
Right.
Why is it female actor and male actor? Why?
I concur.
That is so fucking stupid.
Right.
So why in sports is gender such a thing? You know what I mean? Like, why? I played in a co-ed softball team.
But there is a difference. Yeah.
I played on a co-ed. What if sports were co-ed? I mean, you know what I mean? What if you just did it like that?
Well, they initially it was separating the sexes, but there is a difference in males versus females. I mean, in strength and speed and.
Yeah. I mean, we had our first baseman on the softball team batted deeper in the lineup than I did. I've batted second. I was a table setter and that person knocked me in. I mean, I don't know.
I used to, hit with the, at the time she was number one, in the Midwest.
Yeah.
Well, I used to hit with her all the time and we were, I was like just out of high school. I was, you know, I was not that, I got much better later.
Yeah.
And I could hold my own against her.
Right.
It's just, the ball just came a lot harder from dudes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's just, you know, so that's the only.
Maybe it's time, though.
But that's the only issue they seize upon.
I would say this. Until people stop beating trans people, all sports will be co-ed. And that's the way it would be in my dictatorship. I would change it. I'd move the goalposts in the argument like they do.
But I'm surprised the SCOTUS didn't pick it up.
Oh, me too. I am.
The 6-3 conservative asshole SCOTUS couldn't find 4 votes.
Whenever they do shit like this, I want to see what Thomas was doing and what Alito was up to.
Oh, he probably wanted to pick it up and
no, he probably had something to do though.
Him and maybe they're going to Thailand.
That's what I'm saying. You want to go to Thailand or you want to vote on this shit they don't give a fuck about. You know, that's that SCOTUS.
They're on somebody's private new mega super submarine yacht.
Yeah, Clarence Thomas is listening to our fucking show. He's like, where can I get one of these submarines? That sounds like fun. Me and Harlan should go on one of those.
Time's a flying, everybody. Bottom of the hour here.
Where does the helicopter live inside the sub? I guess it has to be inside there, right? I mean,
yeah, I'm assuming there's a
helicopter's incredibly.
It's probably a helipad that raises up and lifts the chopper to the top of the boat.
It's funny to me. It's like there's probably like a motorcycle in there. There's a fucking helicopter and a submarine. Is there any vehicle these rich people enjoy driving around on that's not dangerous as shit?
The funny thing, the picture, I already closed the story, but the picture of the submarine yacht concepts.
Yes.
Showed a pool on the outside.
Wait.
So how easy is that to fill? You just dive down and just rise back
hey,
up.
Hey, asshole, there's a great white in the fucking hot tub.
Yeah, yeah, you better check that shit.
Yeah, we're going back down. Fuck this. You better check that. People be what those. Oh, man. Hey, but wait. You said concept luxury subs?
Well, you can have it designed, these submarines that they're going to make.
Have they made them yet?
They're making one now.
Oh, I love it. Boy, can you put a reminder for us just to follow these? And I, not that I take joy in anybody's, you know, hardship or whatever, but people are going to get sucked into the, they're going to die on these dumb fucking submarines. Please. Please. This is as stupid as shit.
I don't think you need a submarine.
Boy, I tell you, I can't believe there's a submarine, like a recreational submarine industry after what happened. What was the name of that boat that the sub that the Kaplooied in the middle of nowhere.
God, I've already forgotten.
Yeah, you've forgotten. We've forgotten. People, Jeff Bezos is so rich, and so arrogant that this fuck thinks Titan. He's like, I'm gonna go to space, and then the Ocean Gate Titan, like it never fucking existed, like it never existed, like those people never exist.
It's in the next headline that I saw when I searched for it: Coast Guard recovers presumed human remains.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, seriously, no. A fucking shrimp is eating all those balls that exploded down there. Whatever the fuck. He's gnawing on all the... Yeah, you got a submarine. You can do anything. If you said I had infinite money, where would you want to go? My God, I'd be thinking of all kinds of places on the ground. I wouldn't be in the water. Staring out the window. You can go on. Never mind. I can talk about this dumb submarine for the next 2-3 hours. Read a fucking book, for fuck's sake. Gotta go on a sub, you dumb shit.
Florida?
Yes.
Do you want to hear about Florida's next invasive species, Ryan?
Okay, let me guess what it is. And I'm gonna say it's the crocodile. I'm gonna say that, or it's a crocodile. Shit. What is it?
You mean like a Nile crocodile,
yeah,
or something?
Yeah, yeah, something.
To
no,
compete with the gators?
They come up from South America. They don't send their best. They're rapists.
Florida has at least 40 more invasive species to worry about.
Oh my God. I want a gun now.
With some unexpected creatures topping the list.
Not on my watch, motherfuckers. You stay away from me.
Led by University of Florida scientists, the study assessed 460 species that had not yet been recorded in Florida for their potential harm should they be introduced.
Not yet recorded.
The state is already known for its infestation of Burmese pythons.
Oh my God, once more into the breach!
Which have caused such devastation that the Everglades, the state will pay you to hunt them.
God, my lord, the forest doth move.
Among species identified as most likely invaders, the zebra mussel, the red swamp, crayfish.
Okay. Who cares? Zebra mussel, who gives a fuck?
But the fourth species topping the list surprised the authors of the study.
Tigers?
Looking at the potential impacts... These
dumb fucking pets
is what really alarmed me.
Okay.
In addition to ecological damage, this critter could have a human impact as well.
They're gonna kill us
because this is the crab-eating macaque, which is a monkey.
It's a monkey.
It's a monkey. And the crab-eating macaque is closely related to the rhesus macaque, which is already established in Florida and is carrying a deadly strain of herpes.
Because of Tarzan!
That the crab-eating macaque could become carriers for.
What do I do if I come upon a macaque? Get my shotgun out so it doesn't give me herpes? Could you imagine you get a pet monkey and then you come down with herpes and you have to explain to your person, listen, I am not fucking around with you. That monkey gave it to me. Wait, that sounds bad.
85% of all non-native plant species arriving in the United States arrive through Florida.
Oh, fucking course it does. Of course it does.
Florida has 35 international ports of entry. 120 million tourists visit the state every year.
Lock the gates!
Florida has a tropical, subtropical, and temperate climate. The tropical and subtropical climates overlap with some of the more biodiverse regions in the world.
Biodiverse is such a nice way to say, we got macaque monkeys running around with super gonorrhea. Fucking shoot.
The
get
rhesus,
away from me!
So,
fuck!
The rhesus macaque... a relative of this new potentially invasive one was first recorded in Florida when a commercial riverboat captain released them on a river island south of Gainesville.
Thank you.
To attract more tourists.
Find him!
The monkeys are quote, excellent swimmers, and immediately got to the forest and began breeding.
They're like, holy shit, what is this place? This, oh my God, look, this, these monkeys are loving it. Where are they from? Australia?
The rhesus macaque, probably Africa, maybe? Africa? I don't know. Let me look this up.
Got it. I feel like I'm rehashing a joke I told on the air or something, but maybe, I don't know. Something about the Rainforest Cafe. Did they get, when these macaque monkeys are...
Oh, China and India.
China. They're from China? Did these, when they, let's say a macaque monkey swinging through the trees, comes upon, oh, I don't know, Lakeland, Florida, is fucking around, happens upon some strip mall, there's a Rainforest Cafe, and he goes in there. Does the monkey understand that that's a themed restaurant and not a rainforest?
No, does probably
it,
not.
Doesn't care. Does it? It loves it. This monkey is like telling other monkeys, I just been to some place called the food court. It's in the middle of a mall. And right, right. We can eat everything we want because these soft ass Floridians, they're so slow. You can just take their guns and shoot them. They're so stupid.
But this,
but they're not coming.
The monkeys in the state,
yeah.
These macaques have tested positive for herpes B.
Oh, good.
Which, if the monkey bites you,
oh,
you can get herpes B, which can cause severe brain damage or even death.
How would you, yeah, the brain, well,
they also carry rabies.
Okay, good. Boy, where's the good news?
I didn't say there was good news.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought, are we allowed to kill these? Are these protected? Or I'm just, it's Florida. You can shoot anything you want except these monkeys. Let me just lay back and get herpes. Shit, man. Where in Florida are they? Up here? Are they here yet?
I don't know if they're up here yet.
How long until they're in Escambia County? How much time do we have to prepare?
Oh, God. Somebody else released them. In other places,
you
too.
Fucking assholes. Quit herpetic monkeys running around Florida with their dicks out. Can we put these monkeys in Skrogard's, Pat, or is that... Get away.
Subsequent populations were introduced in the Florida Keys and Titusville.
Oh, that's so close. That's from, where the space shuttle...
From a breeding lab and an amusement park.
Oh, my God. You did this in a lab, you fucks. You made monkeys... chock full of herpes in a lab. You created it on your own. And people in Florida, these are the very people that talk about how Wuhan created the pandemic or whatever the fuck. And you were literally in Florida making monkeys with herpes.
Right.
Fuck you. This is crazy. Oh my God. Are they endangered?
No. No, they're fucking like rabbits in the woods.
You know, this is so tough for me. I don't like guns at all. I don't like the idea of a monkey running around with herpes.
You want macaquecide.
I want macaquecide, dude. I'm sorry. Does that make me bad? Fuck these monkeys. What are we supposed to do? I mean, listen, it is not my fault that fucking... Dude, why did that guy think that was a good idea? Who in his family said,
really?
Honey, go ahead and do that. You
as
suck,
they're, as
dude.
They're floating down the swamp, he's going, hey, check out that island with all them monkeys on it.
I tell you something, if a monkey sees somebody, oh, I'm fast walking through the woods or whatever, a monkey's like, you know what, I'm bored, I'm going to give that person herpes. It's going to give you herpes. There's nothing you can do about it, I guess, unless you got a taser or something. How are you supposed to defend?
It's one of the many ways to get herpes in Florida.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right. These monkeys are like, you think you're giving me herpes. You gave us herpes, you assholes. You have all the VD. Oh, yeah? You're going to give me herpes? I'm going to give you super gonorrhea, motherfucker.
Speaker Johnson, remember him?
Yeah, yeah. But how many? You said there's 43 invasive species coming to Florida? You just...
No, 400 and... Oh, yeah, 43 to watch out for.
Which, when we only, like you only mentioned it. What else?
Well, most of them are like slugs and fish and crawfish and things like that.
Yeah, was our...
But a higher mammal...
Was Rick,
is number four.
Was Rick Scott mentioned?
No, these are living creatures.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Sorry, Rick.
Speaker Johnson.
Nine!
Was asked an awkward question by a reporter.
Ooh.
And he's getting some flack for his answer.
Yes.
Do you believe that Joe Biden's presidency is God's will?
Do you believe that Joe Biden's presidency is God's will?
Who asked this question? I love this reporter.
I don't even know.
What a beautiful fucking question to ask this handmade tail cunt. Oh, I can't wait to hear this. Yes, yes, it was, Mike. God loves Joe Biden. How does that make you feel?
His answer,
fuck?
What do you think his answer will be?
I don't know, man. Yes, I think. Or God was high when he did it. He didn't mean to. God did it on accident.
I don't have who it is here. It just says a reporter, sadly.
I'm going to say he's going to say it's not God's will.
Do you believe that Joe Biden's presidency is God's will?
Is Joe Biden's presidency God's will? Oh, I know where you're going with this. Okay, so I said in my speech before I took the gavel that, look, I'm a Bible-believing Christian, right? Bible-believing Christian believes what the Bible says, right? The Bible says that God is the one that raises up people in authority. I believe God is sovereign. By the way, so did the founders. I quoted the Declaration of Independence. They acknowledge that our rights don't come from government. They come from God, and we're made in his...
No. By their creator. By their creator, not the creator.
Yes.
Not your creator, whatever you think it is, Mike Johnson.
He's saying...
They are endowed by their creator.
It sounds like he's winding up to say Biden's presidency was indeed God's will.
You may be right.
They acknowledge that our rights don't come from government. They come from God, and we're made in his image. Everybody's made.
Well, I mean, would he be getting in trouble with conservatives if he didn't say that?
If it's God's will, then get out of the way, motherfucker, right?
From government, they come from God, and we're made in his image. Everybody's made the same. We all are given equal rights and value, and that's something that we defend. So if you believe...
Except for, you know, the blacks and the gays and the trans.
I don't have a canoe. I don't have a $500 million fucking boat.
You, and that's something that we defend. So if you believe all those things, then you believe that God is the one that allows people to be raised in authority. It must have been God's will then. That's my belief, right? But I think that a nation makes a decision collectively because we're given the free will to do that, and I think we're going to make a much better choice as a country coming up in this election cycle. We're very much looking forward to that regime change.
God, Mike, you fucking suck. You're so dumb, dude. I thought you were supposed to be sucking the evangelical ding-a-ling. Well, you fucked up there. Yes, and no, it's not God's will. It's not God's will because Biden cheated and he stole a bunch of votes. That's what you say, you dumb shit.
Well, here, with the counterpoint.
Goodbye, Mike!
It's going to make me load an ad, isn't it?
Don't you think he's done? Mike, you are done. You are out of here, buddy. They're going to fucking fire your ass. Pack your shit.
Here we go. This is the War Room on the Real America's Voice. This is Steve Bannon, the Blotch Nazi himself.
Nine!
With what he has to say about Speaker Johnson saying that Joe Biden becoming president is God's will.
God did it!
Do we have that clip from Johnson saying about Biden being the will of God? Yo, bro, get focused here.
Bro.
Yo, bro, get with the fascist Bro-ski. Agenda, bro.
Yeah, start goose-stepping, bitch. You're out of here, Mike. You fucked up. That was a softball, you fucking idiot. I don't understand these maggots. They love... What did you just see in Iowa? Trump. They love Trump. They love Trump. Your party loves Trump.
75,000 of them love Trump.
Love Trump. They love him. You fucked up here. You forgot that.
Of God. Yo, bro, get focused here. Johnson needs some help. Yeah. So this audience is prepared to give it to him. We have it. Let's kind of play this for a second. Okay, be prepared to have your heads blow up. Let's go ahead and hear it.
Do you believe it?
Okay, so let me skip past what we just played here.
I wish their heads would blow up.
Figured. Dude, he's an illegitimate president. Have you lost your freaking mind?
Dude, he's the illegitimate president.
Bro, I'm on so much meth.
Fucking mind.
I have 12 shirts on, bro.
He's an illegitimate president. Have you lost your freaking mind?
Yeah, Mike.
This election was stolen. Don't be a theologian. I don't need a theologian. I need a Speaker of the House. That's what the country needs.
Whatever.
Mike. Joe Biden's not a legitimate president of the United States. No to the Speaker. So no.
Yeah.
God did not raise him up.
I want to be clear. I'm not saying I agree with Blotch Nazi, and I sure as shit don't agree with Fucknut over there. But
well, I agree fundamentally that God did not raise up Joe Biden.
Oh yeah, there's no God,
right?
I think, but and Mike Johnson knows that. Mike Johnson, you know that. You know there's no fucking God. So why not just agree with the other bullshit? What is the point of this? This is stupid. What a dumb fascist he is. I don't understand something. These fucking Republicans, these loser-ass Republicans.
They're not happy with Johnson at all.
They forget. You forget that that sub exploded, but you also forget that Steve Bannon, this horrible fucking monster from middle fucking earth, from Sauron's butthole, was able to make a reality show host, the creator of Miss Universe and Miss Teen Universe, very creepy, a rapist. Well,
owner, he didn't create
owner,
it,
whatever.
He bought the
alleged rapist, the whole thing. He made Donald Trump president.
Yeah.
So
significantly helped.
I don't understand when these Republicans forget that. It's shocking to me because Mike Johnson is going to support Trump ultimately, right?
Sure.
Why is he saying this? I don't understand him politically then. I don't get it. I don't understand when these people veer off.
He's in Trubs because he just made that deal with Schumer over the weekend. Johnson reached a deal with Democratic Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. This one, a short-term bill pushing back government funding deadlines of January 19th, February 2nd to March 1st and March 8th.
Yay!
Johnson is peddling the stopgap spending measure by emphasizing how the package buys time for Congress to complete its appropriations bills. But some in the GOP are drawing a hard line against more short-term funding and are pissed off about any agreement.
They don't want to fund the government. What are you talking about? Are you guys going to move to a floating island somewhere? You got to have some money.
Johnson, slightly different from McCarthy. I think Johnson does have a couple of brain cells to rub together.
Does he?
He said, everybody understands the reality of where we are. We're not going to get everything we want, but we are going to stick to our more conservative principles. We're going to advance fiscal stewardship. I regard this deal as a down payment on real reform that we're going to do in the budgeting process with the budget going forward. And I think much, much brighter days are ahead.
You are barely keeping the government open. This guy that can barely fund the government, the bare fucking minimum of his fucking job, is telling us brighter days are ahead for the next month. Mm-hmm. Right? Okay. And then how will you keep the lights on after that?
The drama began last week when Johnson committed the cardinal political sin of working with Democrats, the same type of necessary deal-making that resulted in his predecessor's ouster. Johnson cut a deal with Schumer to back top-line funding. Okay, blah, blah, blah.
Yay.
The move irked many members of the House Freedom Caucus, a dozen of whom protested by tanking a procedural vote that would have teed up debate of two Republican bills unrelated to the spending deal. They were just being cunts.
That's
right.
This is
who they are.
No, is it true if you rip off the faces of these maggots in Congress, they're actually herpetic macaque monkeys in disguise?
Oh, yeah, with syphilis.
Yeah, that's what Marsha Blackburn is.
Which should have been good news on Tuesday as congressional leaders announced another bipartisan bill. This was an $80 billion package to extend the child tax credit. We like that.
Yes.
To lift a set of restrictions on business tax breaks. We like that. And boost subsidies for affordable housing and disaster assistance. But this deal was anything but good news for Johnson, who's increasingly staring down McCarthy's fate.
God, you know, I don't know why anybody would want this job, Mike. It's crazy.
Schumer said, a small group of hard right extremists seem dead set on making a shutdown a reality. With little leverage to actually enact an agenda, these extremists have tried again and again to bully the speaker, bully their own Republican colleagues, and bully the country into accepting their hard right views.
They want to burn this country to the fucking ground. What does Rachel Maddow say? Watch what they do, not what they say. What did they do on January 6th? They fucking rioted.
Tourists. They were tourists.
Yes. They want more tourism.
Johnson will almost certainly need the help from the majority of Democrats in order to send the measure to the president's desk. If he brings it up under the suspension of the rules, he's widely expected to do, he will need to cobble together support from 2/3 of the chamber.
First off, Mike, you got to figure out what 2/3 means. That's going to be tough for you guys, you dumb fucking maggots.
Let's see. Right now, as it sits, House Republicans have the second smallest majority in history.
Ooh.
We have 218 right now and 213 on the other side, he said. Beginning Monday, it'll be 217, referencing the recent resignation of Representative Bill Johnson of Ohio, who accepted a job as a university president. He's like, fuck this.
Yeah.
I'm out of here.
Right, right. Bill Johnson is... Who is Bill Johnson?
Bill Johnson is...
Is he a rep?
He is... I got lost here.
He's a Republican, though.
There's so many Johnsons around here.
Yeah, yeah. But Bill Johnson's a GOP guy.
Okay.
He's just another. So he'll be a conservative president of a university.
Yeah, Bill Johnson of Ohio.
Great.
But the Freedom Caucus is angry. They're mad. They want no deals with the evil Biden. And but I think they're realizing that that maybe Johnson is gonna have some cojones to do what McCarthy couldn't.
And it's great because all these maggots will say we're working hard to fight Mike Johnson and the establishment, you know.
Right. Marginalize these fuckers like they should be.
Yes, yes. I think the most effective thing the Republicans could do, in my point of view, is to beat each other to death figuratively. Do you know what I mean? Because it seems like what they're doing, maybe. How do we help them beat each other? How can we help them?
Well, they're doing a pretty good job of...
How can we facilitate attacking each other, destroying each other even more, but not taking us down at the same time?
Ooh. We've also got... Oh, he also says Mike Johnson fears that, quote, some loser leaking grievances to the media will undermine his efforts to pass a government funding bill.
That's fuck off, Mike. You're saying someone might leak something to the press and ruin your plans?
Representative Dan Bishop, Republican of North Carolina, said the beleaguered speaker strategy meetings leaks will undermine the already difficult task of getting the House behind the bill. I think the speaker's been, where's he from? North Carolina. I think the speaker's been concerned about some loser in conference that is live streaming or passing on to media what's happening.
Yeah.
As we try to discuss strategy.
Or Mike, you're just trying to seed it. You're trying to say you're giving yourself an excuse for why you fucking failed. That's what this is. You're saying, oh, these leaks are going to ruin me. And then,
well, the way it's going to get ruined is that MAG is going to find out he's willing to make a deal with Democrats.
Yeah. But what does MAGA want him to do? Like light himself on fire?
Shut down the government.
Yes.
Shut down everything.
Why isn't he doing that, though? Because didn't Mike Johnson, Mike, didn't he believe in the big lie?
You know, I guess he danced with it.
I'm confused as to why he's not burning it down to the ground, though. Where does this come from?
I think he realizes it's not good.
Right.
And that it ultimately won't help them. Government shutdowns don't help the people shutting it down.
I have a question. Do you think your ass has a life in politics after Donald Trump. Do you? Please.
Well, he's probably hoping. He's hedging his bet. But the Lord will... Don't forget, it's God's will.
This will be the last job in politics Mike fucking Johnson ever had.
We got to get out of here. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll be back on Friday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5, 7 Eastern. Don't forget, we're always available at your favorite podcast app or at crabdiving.com. Thanks for buying shit through the Amazon link. crabdiving.com/Amazon. Use that link every time you go to buy shit. We get a little commish.
Yes.
Check out what Ryan's doing at Rated R Comedy on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, and X. And at RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram. Fuck X at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking vile.
Have a good couple of days, everybody. Watch out for syphilis and rampaging monkeys that have herpes. We'll talk.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram at crabdiving.